Right now it is time for us to go from the lives of Joe Goodman and Marshall Miles here in Sharon, Connecticut at Robin Hood Radio to the life of one Arjun Singh, who is in Jaisalmer, India, and joins us basically on a weekly basis and fills us in on some of the things going on far away from here. We say good day to Arjun.
Good day, sir. It's Gajveer. Actually, father hasn't returned from the school. He's busy there.
What is he doing there?
He's busy because the elections are also coming, so he's busy in the school.
Okay, so what are you going to talk about today?
This is, by the way, this is Arjun Singh.
Who is turning, who is sharing the show with him.
Yes.
Okay, so.
We can today talk about, because today was my result, so we can talk about that. What was my experience, my first secondary class result, ninth class.
We are waiting to hear your experience here. And how it worked out.
First of all, I went to my school in the morning at 9:30 to get my result, and I went there, and then my teachers told me that I got 90% marks.
So that's really good, right?
Yes, I was happy, but my teachers weren't, because they thought that I have got a bit more marks if I would have worked a bit more hard. So they were a bit disappointed from me, and they told me to work a little more hard.
And how did you react to that?
I was freezed there. They just told me that you haven't worked that much hard that we expected from you, and I was just freezed. Like, I was expecting something great from my results, but they were not as much good as I too expected.
Do you think that since we don't know how they are graded, do you think that it was do you think that that had something to do with it? How do they grade? Is it subjective or is it numeric? How does that work?
We have two columns. One column is for the numeric grades, and one column is for the subjective grades, like A1, A2. So we have two columns of grades.
And do you think that there was some prejudice, let's say, in the subjective, or as opposed to the numeric, or did you? Where did they seem to think you could have worked harder?
In my mathematics subject, I got a bit less marks from, I got just 75 from 100. So in the mathematics, they thought that if I would have worked a little more hard, then I could have got much more marks and got the first rank in the class. But in the mathematics, it was a bit problem. So
that's
due to the mathematics.
All right. And then when after exams, is there... does school end, or do you work on those? Is there adjustment on those topics? Do you get to work harder, or is it just sort of like, oh, hey, Gerda, yeah, you did okay, but now you have to work harder, and somehow you're supposed to work harder, except that...
Yes, we have to just this to tell us that you have to work hard, and then we have to work hard in the next class, because now we can't do anything. After the exams, we are just free from the school. The next responsibility to give us this, of the school is to give us the results. Now, after the exams, we don't have any role in the matter of results or schools. They just give us and they tell us about behavior in the class and all about what is the final result. And they tell us to work hard or whatever we need to do in the next standard.
And so, and how long? When does school? When is school over?
My school ended on 18th of March, and now it's going to open on 1st of April. So we had a 10 to 12 days gap between the reopening and the closing of school, and now, just after 3 to 4 days, I will go back to my school in the new class.
Right. And are your classes, sometimes when we talk to your father about his classes are more like lectures, but you go to a different type of school, right? Is there more of a classroom, or is it also lectures?
We can say it's like mixed of the, like some top, we get lectures on some subjects like the social science, but in English, Hindi, and like science. Hello.
There you are. Okay, so you were saying in the,
in the classroom, we have two types of classes. Like one is like the SS social studies class, we have lectures, but in science and other subjects, we have, we can say classrooms where we do practicals and the teacher explains us everything in that. But in social studies, we can't do like that. So we have a lecture method in the social studies.
Okay, what about for mathematics?
Mathematics, we have books, and in the those we, different type sorts of exercises are given. So the teacher gives a teacher like the most difficult sum the teacher solves on the board.
Okay.
And then she gives the rest, which are similar to that sum, she gives as homework.
But I guess what I'm wondering is, can you get a little, if you need help on something, can you get it? Or are you just supposed to figure it out for yourself?
No, we can get that help. We can just, in the class, we didn't understood anything. Then if we have a free period or the lunch break is there, so we can just go to the teacher and ask about our doubts. So the teacher tells us everything.
All right. I got
and
it.
She has to tell us, because it's the rule of the school that if any student is having any doubt, the teacher will have to clear his doubts.
All right. And then did you do an English exam?
Yes, in English exams, I did well in English exams. In English, I just got, 95 out of 100.
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh,
I mean,
congratulations.
That's, we are so impressed, by the way, with the way that you carry this off. And, you know, we've had your father on the air for quite some time. And your English was very basic when you started. And now you're doing the show in his place. And that it shows a tremendous, tremendous success.
Great job in that, and great job in hosting the show when you're needed on an emergency basis.
And just so you know, you did better on mathematics than Marshall's ever done.
That's exactly right. Math was not my subject.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, have a great week, okay?
We'll talk to you next week. Our best to your father and, of course, your family.
Yes, sure, ma'am.
All right, take care. That is Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio with Arjun Sung. We call Arjun Sung Girdar, but
Javish?
Yeah. But he does a great job.
But Arjun calls him Girdar.
Yeah.
So how are we supposed to not?
Well, the kids call him by his real name. That's why. So that's why.
Well, people call you by all sorts of names.
That's right.